Join me in the call to worship found in your bulletins. Jesus says, "I stand at the door and knock. Will we open the door and answer the call?
We will listen intently to hear Christ's knock, to come into our lives, and then we will open the door to welcome him in.
Will we open the door to Christ's love and message of justice for all? Will we take a stand against violence and the killing of children and youth? Will we move our nation towards the change of Christ's peace?
Our love is stronger than hate. Our actions are stronger than violence. Our promise to keep our children alive is stronger than our politics. We will work to stand strong to protect you and all of our children and bring peace to our daily lives.
Come with open hearts and open minds and seek to serve with love in your hearts. Come with open eyes and open ears to see and hear all that God is showing and calling us to do.
We will open our hearts and our minds, our eyes and our ears, and our hands to welcome Christ and all of God's people into our lives. Through the love of Christ, we come together to worship God.
Please join me in prayer. Dear God, you sent your Son to this earth so that we may have life and live more abundantly. We give you thanks this morning for that gift. In your love, we have been changed. Our lives are better for your presence with us. Be with us today as we join together in worship. Open our hearts to your love, our eyes to your visions, and our ears to your words. Still our hearts, calm our minds, and help us to be comforted in your presence. All this we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
I'd like to share with you a reading that was found written on the wall in Mother Teresa's home for children in Kolkata, India. It was a good reading about the different ways people can treat each other and the way God calls us to treat one another. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find sincerity and happiness, some people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. And the final analysis is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Southport Congregational Church. We are so happy you joined us for worship today. Please take the friendship registers that are located in the inside and outside aisles of your pews. Sign your name, pass it on to your neighbor, and be sure to greet one another in Fellowship Hall. I have a few upcoming events we would like you to be aware of. First, please join us for a special fellowship hour immediately following worship, hosted by the Board of Christian Education. Today, in the youth room, our prayer partners will be meeting to offer prayers and reflections as we intentionally pray for people in need. Our Genesis Bible study began last week with almost 30 people attending. If you would like to join Dave this Thursday at 6 p.m., you are welcome to attend. And finally, the Carousel Thrift Shop reopens this Tuesday, January 30th at 11 a.m. Please stop by to see the beautiful remodel that has happened over the past month and be sure to thank the volunteers. We are truly blessed to have so many dedicated people volunteering.
Get it.
I'll try. I got it. Yay! Have any of you ever been fishing?
Yeah.
You have?
You have? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever caught a fish? You caught a
fish. Wow. That's a lot of people. Was it so exciting?
Mm-hmm. Very really exciting. Good feeling, right? Yeah, that felt so good right now when we just caught that fish.
I was so excited.
That was really exciting.
What kind of equipment did you guys bring when you went fishing? What did you bring? Huh?
Worms.
Worms. What did you bring?
A rod.
A rod. A rod. What did you bring?
We brought like a little bucket to hold the fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Anything we're missing? You need some other things like you need to fish.
Hook.
Yeah. A hook?
A
yeah.
Hook.
Good.
Yeah.
Fishing pole.
A fishing pole like this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you? A fish?
A fish?
That's right. That's
what
right.
About patience? Did you guys need to be patient?
Yeah, I was just patient right now. I couldn't get it, so Emma helped me, but mm-hmm. We were patient and we got it, right?
So like you guys are learning in Sunday school, in the Bible, Jesus saw two brothers named Peter and Andrew, and they were fishermen. So he brought them to a place to fish, and he showed them to fish. And at first they didn't want to go, but when they went with Jesus, they caught so many fish that they couldn't even fit them all in their boat.
This day, they learned a really important lesson, as Jesus taught them not only to fish for fish, but to fish for people.
Jesus also wants you and me to fish for people.
This means that instead of fishing for fish in the ocean, we fish for people and show them God's love, how we experience it as well.
So what kind of equipment do you think you need to teach people about God's love? Yeah?
Kindness.
Kindness?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Love.
What about coming to Sunday school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Learning about stories in the Bible.
Kindness is a really good one. I like that one a lot.
And obviously you need to be patient.
Yeah. Wait. So if you think that catching a fish or scoring a goal or getting a good grade is exciting, imagine teaching someone about God's love that you all experience.
How exciting could that be? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Dear God,
help us to become fishers of people.
Help us to share your love with others.
So we can keep your love in our hearts.
In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
You guys can go to
Sunday school.
Middle schoolers can stay here.
Amen. Dear God, we come to you today knowing we live in a complex world. Nations divided, chaos has a hold in many places. People are at war, causing starvation, hopelessness, and separation. Help us, God, to help our world come together as one creation. In our own country, the smallest things divide us. Instead of listening and respecting different opinions, we fight and argue and say hurtful things. This keeps us growing apart and prevents us from becoming a united nation. Help us to understand our own flaws and differences and overcome them in ourselves, so we can respect every other person as we should respect ourselves. In our town, we as youth and adults are aware of the anti-Semitism that exists. We pray for our Jewish families and friends and ask you to help them feel our love and prayers so they feel safe and respected in our town. God, we are so thankful for this amazing church, which brings us together for a common purpose of worshiping you, supporting one another, and caring for your people. We thank you for the love, care, and generosity of this congregation gives not to only our adults, but our children and youth. Continue to be with us as we work to do your will. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jim Rohn once wrote, "Only by giving are you able to receive more than you already have." And in this spirit of love and generosity, our morning's offering will be received and shared with others.
Everybody's been there. of dedication found in your bulletin. Dear God, accept these gifts as a token of our love for you. Help us to use them to bring about your kingdom here on earth by feeding the poor, housing the homeless, caring for those in prison, clothing those who are cold, providing equitable education to all, and by treating all people in your loving spirit. Amen.
Being a teenager is a time of perpetual change. We try on lots of different personas to try to determine who we are. Some of them work, some of them don't. The fun, and sometimes the pain, comes from trying to live a meaningful life, to be the best we can be, and experience the challenges, new feelings, new thoughts, and to fully embrace them. That is something we should continue to do all our lives. So with that perspective, I'd like to share with you part of F. Scott Fitzgerald's short story, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, For What It's Worth. For what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my mind, too early, to be whoever you want to be. There's no time limit. Stop whenever you want. You can change or stay the same. There are no rules to this thing. We can make the best or the worst of it. I hope you make the best of it. I hope you see things that startle you. I hope you feel things you never felt before. I hope you meet people who have a different point of view. I hope you live a life you're proud of. And if you're not, I hope you have the courage to start all over again.
Still not enough. Think about happiness I found is, and don't live in bigger Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus is talking to crowds of people about understanding the true nature of life. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet God feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will God not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the unknowing who strive for all these things. And indeed, God knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's troubles is enough for today." This ends the reading from God's holy word. Amen.
I've seen my whole life, and it's here that I learned many things about God. And most importantly for me, I learned that God is with me wherever I go. I remember listening to children's sermon, going to Sunday school, hearing stories about Jesus and God and how they are in my life, and was able to think more about my faith and deepen my understanding of God. My faith statement was about my Uncle Mark and his battle with cancer, and how this church and his church supported our families through that tough time. Through all this, I began to understand how God is in multiple parts of my life. Knowing this gave me a reassuring feeling, even when things were difficult. Knowing that God is with me when I'm alone gives me strength. I remember learning more about loving and accepting people. I remember rolling coins through the church school offering so we could donate it to a charity. I also remember doing a lemonade stand with my siblings for the church school offering. All these lessons and stories and the love from this church helped me grow into a kind person. Also, by going on the mission trip, I got a new perspective on God's idea of helping those around us. I saw kids with lots of enthusiasm, even though they are very poor. This is a great change of perspective for me, realizing that their lives are so much harder than mine, but they find happiness in just being with each other. It's a good reminder for us all to be happy with what we have. SCC gave me one of the most challenging and rewarding experiences of my life. The fall of my sophomore year, Laura asked me if I wanted to go on an Outward Bound trip. I had heard of Outward Bound, and Laura knew I loved the outdoors, and she thought I would really enjoy this 3-week program in Colorado. Laura also told me about an Outward Bound scholarship through Mr. and Mrs. Grape. That's another great thing about SCC. Everyone is so excited about offering us opportunities to grow and so generous to make it happen. So in July of 2022, I started on a 21-day Outward Bound course in Colorado. During the course, I faced all sorts of challenges: living in high altitude, working with a new group of people, hiking all day with a 100-pound pack, and for me, a teenage boy, always being hungry. In the middle of the trip, I did a 2-day solo with minimal supplies: a tarp, a sleeping bag, hardtack crackers, and a water purifier. I wasn't allowed to bring a watch, and this was hard because I had no way to time the water purifier in order not to get sick from the water I could find. So I counted carefully to measure each step of the process. This was a nerve-wracking experience, and I spent a lot of time second-guessing myself and counting and recounting. I also didn't have any supplies to get additional food, and found that there weren't any berry bushes around, but there were lots of hungry critters that wanted to eat my crackers. At night, I lay in a dip on the side of a mountain, reluctant to sleep because of the unfamiliar terrain and the potential dangers out there. Eventually, I found peace in looking at the stars and the clear, unpolluted sky. I thought back to my faith and realized again that I wasn't alone. I knew that God was with me. It made me feel more comfortable and more encouraged in what I was doing. The prophet Joshua wrote words that also reflect this thought. Yeah, it's not easy. You can always use God's message and tools no matter what you're experiencing. I want to thank the SCC community that has given me opportunities, gifts, and tools to have God be a part of my life. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Asha Joliet. All my life, I've gotten comments about my constant state of happiness. Whether it's my mom describing me to her friends as one big pile of happiness, or my boyfriend's friends noticing that I'm literally always happy, it's been a defining characteristic of mine. Even in my soccer coach's speech at the banquet, he said, if he told me to run 5 miles, I'd respond, okay. I can definitely say my happy attitude was fostered as I grew up in Southport Congregational Church. It's hard not to be happy when surrounded by the people in this community. Growing up, doing pageants with Philip, where he tells you how amazing your voice is and that you need to sing out more. Walking into youth group feeling so welcome, especially with Kayla jumping up and down when she sees me. Going on a mission trip, bonding with my peers, and seeing the kids on the reservation slowly coming out of their shells. And of course, Laura, who radiates positivity and has always been supportive of me. A combination of church and my parents have shaped my character and taught me to look for the good in everything. Recently, I found that the good in everything is God. I found this in true Gen Z fashion on TikTok. While social media can be very harmful, it's not always bad. While scrolling through my feed one day, I saw a TikTok that said to talk to God every morning and tell him that you trust his plan. I started adding this to my routine, whether it was on the walk to school or when I was brushing my teeth. Doing this has helped me to see the good in every situation, even if the outcome was not what I had hoped. If something that doesn't go my way, I continue to trust in God because I know everything will work out. The lyrics of Morgan Wallen's song, Outlook, resonates with my mindset. He sings, I used to think that it was me against the world, but it wasn't. I thought drinking from a glass half empty made it better, but it doesn't. Even in hard times, I know it's not me against the world because I have the support of my church community and I have God watching over me. The elementary school concept, seeing the glass half full, switches my whole mindset and opens my eyes to how things will work out in the long run. In the chorus, he says, now my outlook on life is different than it used to be. My outlook is someone's up there looking down and looking out for me. Since I have started saying a prayer every morning, I have noticed situations where initially I'm upset, but I realize I have to take a step back and see that God has a plan. This summer, on the mission trip, I noticed I had a negative mindset at first. I was so fixated on how well the mission trip the prior year had went and how well our group gelled that I wasn't even giving this year's group a chance. I had to get myself out of this mindset because the mission trip isn't about me. It's about creating an environment where the kids on the reservation can learn and bond with us. After changing my mindset, I had a great time on the mission trip, and I'm so lucky to have shared it with the kids I went with. Seeing the smiles on the kids' faces when the truck pulled up to their driveway every morning to take them to camp could brighten up the worst of days. Looking back on this, I can connect it to my morning talk with God about trusting him with my life. I just had to be patient and see that the mission trip would turn out to be the best week of my summer. When I have faith, I know that everything will work out. On this past trip, I was elected youth group president, and to no surprise, I was very happy. I'm lucky to have this experience because I've been going to youth group since freshman year, and I've come out of my shell during this time, and now it's fun to lead the group with Laura. I'm so excited for the upcoming mission trip because I have so much fun with the group of kids I see every Sunday during youth group, and I can already tell that it will be a great trip. I encourage anybody that's thinking about it to sign up because it's a great opportunity that you'll remember for the rest of your life. Thank you, and remember to look for the good in everything.
Thank you. on this Sunday, my biggest job is to be a roadie, moving the microphones, and to be an adoring admirer of all of you. First of all, thank you all so much for leading us spiritually today. Deeply, deeply appreciated. I think I do say this every year, but it is one of my favorite Sundays of the year. And it's one of my favorite Sundays of the year because of the meaning that you bring, because of the joy that you bring with your souls, your presence, because of your spirit. And one of the things that I noticed as I was able to sit in the pew and enjoy worship is, as it went on, I got happier and I got happier. And I felt, And I felt lighter and lighter. And you bring hope. And in doing that, you help to transform people. It's a power. And it's a truth, and it's something for you to behold, because we behold that in you and through you. Along with thanking you, I want to thank Laura also for your leadership. It's through your leadership that this happens. And yes, I do have hope for the future because of you. I do, and we all do, and that's so important. So thank you for your guidance. Thank you for reminding me and reminding all of us of the power of what it means to be able to have God's presence with us, and to be able to find good in everything, right? That's so, so powerful. It doesn't just come falling off a log, but you do have to work for it. And for the power of the support of the church community. It's something that I know you talked about, and it's something that we all need. We give and we receive, and we all need it. So may God bless you. May God bless you. And may we continue in this love and joy and hope and giving and receiving. Because in doing that, it really is a beautiful world. It is. So go now. And forever. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.